Get your school bags and lock the school, because now it's time for the After School Hour with Amy and Liz.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Liz.
Welcome to the After School Podcast to find out everything they don't teach you at school.
Today's a big day, Amy. We will talk to Heidi and Nani Klamm live from Los Angeles. Hildegard and Gisela are already in our LA studio.
They are going to talk to us about their new magazine called Famous Wow and their five-step plan to fame and fortune.
It's big.
Very.
But before that, it's time for all the latest news here at KVG Central with Ingrid.
This is the news.
Thanks, Amy. How was last night Papers Falling Festival?
Ask Liz.
Okay. I made a lantern and put a real candle in. It looked great. Yes, it caught fire and yes, it sprayed. And yes, all other paper model burned and yes, the fire truck came and yes. The aula looks like a red bunch, but apart from that, it was a great night.
Anyway, in school news today. New face masks have been created by 4-year 12 students during their work experience week. They are made from recycled fishing nets and protect
170%
better than current FFP2 masks due to the fish oil. They come in lots of colors and when not buying UZED, they make great slingshots.
I love it.
In other news, the exam grading will be reversed after Christmas. The best grade will now be a 6 and the worst a 1. 6 is clearly bigger and better than a 1, so better students now get bigger numbers.
Won't that confuse everyone?
Yes! Finally, all year 12 students will get buddies. Each year 12 students will receive a buddy from year 5, who will be required to serve them for 2 hours a week.
Like a butler?
Correct! Whatever the year 12 wants, the year 5 must find it. It will be a great way for the year 5 to get to know every corner of the school.
That was the news.
Thanks, Ingrid. Are you doing anything tonight?
I'm going to take my turtle to turtle rising in Emmelsbern.
Ah, we won't be there. Have fun.
Let's look at the weather.
The weather.
So, Susie, what's happening outside and what can we expect?
Right now, it is light outside. Light enough to move around without bumping into anything. This evening, there will be scattered darkness, increasing to full darkness overnight. There is a chance of tomorrow in the morning with light increasing later in the day. The chance of more rain is low in the morning, but some heavy popcorn should occur late afternoon.
Gee, Susie, where do you get your forecast information?
My t-shirt.
Huh?
My t-shirt.
How does that work?
Easy. I go outside and look at my t-shirt. It tells me the weather. I will show you. I now look at my t-shirt. If it is wet, then it's rainy. If it is dry, then it's not rainy. If it is warm, then it's sunny. If it is white, then it's snowy. If it is moving, then it's windy. If it is gone, then it's a tornado.
How did you get a job here, Susie?
Oh, easy. My dad owns the radio. Money.
Okay, Amy. Let's cross to LA.
Hildegard and Gisela.
Hildegard, Gisela, are you there?
Hey, Amy. Yes, we are ready to phone Heidi and Lainey Klamm.
Hello?
Hello, this is Hildegard from the Hildegard and Gisela show.
Who?
Hildegard from the radio.
Who is it, Berenice?
She says her name is Beauregard from the rodeo.
Rodeo? Where?
Hello, dear. Which rodeo are you calling from?
We are looking for Heidi.
It's not Friday, it's Monday.
Heidi, Heidi Klum and Lini Klum, are they there?
They want to know if I feel glum.
Glum? Well, we lost bingo last Thursday, which made me glum, but it was still fun. Maybe they said fun.
We are not glam. Maybe you said fun?
I don't think Heidi or Lainey is here.
What number did you dial?
I didn't dial.
I just picked up the phone like we always do.
I'm sorry. I think we've called the wrong number.
Oh, that's a shame.
What's a shame? They said they want a plumber. Tell them to phone Walter. He'll fix it.
Why don't you phone Walter? He'll fix it.
Okay.
It seems we got the wrong number.
Don't worry. We'll take a short break.
While we're waiting, let's say hello to Landy for some fun country facts.
Hi Liz, I've got lots of infos this week.
Where are we going?
First, it's Scotland, which has the shortest street in the world. It's only 2.6 meters long and has only one address, which is the front door of a hotel.
Also, the narrowest street can be found here in Germany, in Baden-Württemberg.
The Spreuerhofstraße is between 31 centimeters and 15 centimeters wide and was built in 1727.
Would you fit down it, Liz?
Don't be rude.
China makes
63 million chopsticks every year and England drinks 165 million cups of tea every day.
Wow, that's amazing.
But the most interesting thing I found out is that if everybody in the world lived as closely together as they do in New York, then the whole world's population would fit into the state of Texas in America.
How big is Texas?
About the size of Germany and Poland put together.
So the rest will be empty.
Yes.
Wow, there'd be no more ski lift queues in Switzerland.
You're an idiot, Liz.
Thanks.
I once saw a statue in Russia that was dedicated to lab rats.
Did it look like you?
Hildegard and Gisela.
Gisela and Hildegard, any luck with the phone number?
Sorry about that. We'll try again.
I'm so excited.
Hello, Heidi! It's Hildegard from the Hildegard and Gisela Show! Hello, Heidi. Hello, Lainey. Are you there?
Yes.
Wonderful. It's great to talk to you today. Your new magazine is out. It must be very exciting.
I've got a new bike.
Okay. Is that something you get with the new magazine?
Peggy gave it to me.
Who's Peggy?
She lives next door.
How old are you?
I'm a big girl now. I'm free.
Free? Weren't you free before?
No.
Why not?
Because last week I was only 2, but it was my birthday and Peggy gave me a bike. I can't ride it yet because it has only 2 wheels, and Mommy said I need to wait until I'm older because she's not going to scrape my stupid body off the road and take me to hospital when her favorite TV show is on.
Hildegard, I think we've done it again.
I'm sorry, I think we have phoned you by mistake.
Do you want to come to my party? We are having elephants.
Oh, it looks like they're having a bad day in LA.
That rhymes.
What?
Day and LA.
You're an idiot.
Quality radio.
Let's give them a bit more time.
Let's ask Herbert what's happening in sports.
Hi Amy, hi Liz.
You sound out of breath.
Yes, I jogged in today.
From home?
Yes.
But that's 40 kilometers away.
I know.
What time did you leave?
Last week.
Why are you so wet?
I fell in the Aasee. But that's not important. Have you heard of hobby horsing?
Sort of.
Is a toy horse head on a stick and you run around pretending it's real?
It's becoming a big sport for girls under 14.
What do you mean?
Well, as a proper sport, it started in Finland over 20 years ago.
Really?
Yes, and about 5 years ago, other countries started playing.
Even here?
Yes, there is even a club in Australia.
Okay, so what will we watch today?
Well, today is a big difference. Latterly older, retired people have started to play, and today the world title is being held here in Hiltrup.
World title, wow!
Okay, so what can we expect?
There are 149 competitors from 15 countries.
Including Australia.
Yes, in fact, they hear a team of 27. They take it quite seriously there.
I believe we have someone at the competition right now. Is that correct?
Yes, Hubert is there among the action. Hello, Hubert. Are you there?
I'm here, Herbert, and it's all go right now. Enel from Montenegro has just overtaken Alessio from Italy. It was tense for a moment as Alessio started throwing pasta, which distracted the other horses.
The horses? I thought they weren't alive.
The horses aren't alive, but they're very real. 7 horses from the Netherlands, England and Poland all stopped to eat.
They stopped to eat?
Yes. Also, a group of 15 all stopped for afternoon tea in the middle of the track, which was a problem.
Is that allowed?
No. But you try telling a group of retired people that they can't stop for a cup of tea.
Who's in front?
Akashinga from Zimbabwe is leading Maple Leaf from Canada. Earlier, there was a problem when Lifty, ridden by Gustav from Belgium, became confused and started dancing the waltz. Also, Longpole, ridden by Iverstick from England, stood on the foot of Serge Nuklova from Russia. His horse, Slippig Sedlig, jumped up and Serge slid off. 12 horses crashed into him, creating a pile of horses and riders. No one was hurt, but a few ears needed stitching. The horses needed fixing too.
Very exciting. Thanks, Hubert.
Sounds more dangerous than I expected.
You're right. It can get wild. Last year it took 1.5 hours to get all the riders to the start because many had turned off their hearing aids and so couldn't hear the instructions. Some have forgotten why they were there at all.
Okay. It's time to head back to LA and see if we can get Heidi Klum and her daughter Eleni on the phone.
Hildegard, are you there?
Yes, Liz, we are ready to go.
That's what you said last time.
Yeah, sorry about that. Hildegard's sunglasses were resting on the keypad and pushing the 4 key, so the number was always wrong.
Yes, well, I didn't get upset when you knocked your Pepsi over into my handbag last week. So just leave it alone, okay?
Sorry.
Hello.
Heidi Klum?
No.
Oh, for goodness sake, what is so hard about finding
Gisela, a diner? Gisela, stop, just joking, it's me.
What?
It's me, Heidi.
I'm here too, you found us, we've been listening.
Ah, oh, yes, yeah, sorry about that. But Hildegard's sunglasses were resting on the keypad and pushing.
Yes, all right. You've explained. Move on.
It's great to have you with us. So tell us about your exciting new magazine.
Ooh, there's not much to tell, really.
You are so funny, really, Lini. I mean, what is it all about and what exciting things will be in it?
Oh. Just stuff, really.
What sort of stuff?
Fashion stuff, you know, clothes.
Well, yes, but what can you readers learn?
Oh, we are not here to teach. That's the job for the school.
Ah, you mean there are no tips for being famous?
Oh, yes, there is. Yes, of course, that's in there. There are 5 steps to becoming famous.
Wow, that sounds incredible. Can you give us an example?
No, that would be telling.
But that's what I want you to do.
Calm down. We can tell you one thing, though.
Thank goodness.
On each page, there is something new.
Perhaps we could talk about something else.
Yes, good idea.
Heidi!
Yes?
You are very famous. Your life is glamorous. Tell us, what would you be doing if you weren't famous?
I will be a toilet cleaner.
Here I go again.
No, I really mean it. My first job was to clean toilets.
Really? That's very interesting.
Well, no, not really. But my father owned a cleaning company which cleaned offices at night. So my first job was with him. One of the tasks was to clean the toilets.
Goodness, but you wouldn't still be doing that now, surely?
Possibly. He wanted me to take over the company, but one of the places we cleaned was the Gucci building. I was inspired by the drawings I'd see. Sometimes I'd stop and draw on bits of paper. One night I forgot to throw the sketch away and someone threw it. That was my big break. It is why Gucci is still my favorite designer. I actually collect toilets now.
Excuse me?
Yes, I have 137 different toilets collected from all over the world. My best one is a gold toilet from an Indian emperor from the 16th century.
I didn't think they had toilets back then.
Wow, that's quite a story.
Leni, what about you?
Oh no, I don't have such a story. I've always been around fashion. But if I wasn't doing this, I would open a school for wizards and witches because I feel they aren't represented well enough in society.
Are there many witches and wizards in the world?
I believe there are thousands living among us. They just don't know it.
On that strange note, I did like to thank Heidi and Leni for talking to us today. And best of luck with your magazine.
Whatever is it about?
Are you having fun today, Liz?
I'm always having fun, Amy. But do you know who can bring us more fun?
I do. Fun fact, Fanny! What have you found out since last week?
Today, I believe I have found some of the strangest things so far.
What even stranger than hippopotamonstrus esquipedalio phobia?
What?
The fear of long words.
Maybe. Now, arms and legs are amazing things. They allow us to do lots of things, but did you know what it is impossible to lick your own elbow?
Hang on, just a moment. No, I can't do it.
Shall I try?
Hey, stop! Lick your own elbow. Yuck, your tongue is worser than my cat's.
Speaking of cats, they have 32 muscles in each ear.
All the better to hear you, my dear.
You're an idiot.
Other fun facts. The blob of toothpaste on your toothbrush is called a noddle. And hippopotamus milk is pink. But the most interesting thing I've learned this week is that in America, before 1923, parents could send their children to their grandparents through the post.
What? Just put them in a box with a stamp?
No, probably not in a box, but certainly with a stamp.
I'm going to try that with my niece this afternoon. I'm babysitting her. Maybe I'll send her to the ice cream shop with a return stamp. They can send them back with ice cream.
You're an idiot.
Well, you're not getting any then.
What?
Ice cream.
Okay, what's next, Liz?
Books. With our favorite grumpy books experts, Gudrun and Gudrun, otherwise known as...
Stop being a baby. Put your toys down and listen to...
How are you both today?
Who cares?
I don't.
Oh dear, it looks like someone doesn't want to be here.
No, really, we love coming in here every week to talk about books.
Yeah, don't get us wrong, we love books. Just not every book.
And the books today are very unknowing.
Tell us about them.
We will. Sort of. This week is different. We are going to describe how stupid the books are, and the first listener to call in and tell us the title will win a visit to the studio here, live on air.
So get your lazy brains working and your fingers dialing.
First, I think we'll give you a couple of clues.
It's what you would call a children's book.
Now, there are some children's books that I like, but most have stories that are so unbelievable, it makes my ears smoke.
Correct, and this one is very bad.
Hello?
Is it Peter Rabbit?
We haven't even talked about it yet. How could you possibly know? You are just trying to guess your way to a prize. Go away!
The first problem I have is that the main character is a witch. I mean, really, how many witches have you ever met?
If I don't count my evil sister, then none.
Exactly. There are no witches. They don't exist. If they did, then most of us would be living in cages waiting to be used as ingredients for a spell.
Secondly, the witch in this book is supposed to be good and friendly. For the last 500 years, we've been told witches are bad. Suddenly, this witch is sweet and happy to help.
Hello?
Is the book called The Hungry Hippo?
No. What does that have to do with witches?
It maybe eats witches.
Next is her so-called friends. Let's look. A cat, a bird, a frog, and a dog. Two sets of enemies are suddenly able to live happily together. The bird should be inside the cat should be inside the dog, and the frog, anything as green and slimy as a frog, could not be anyone's friend.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Arnold.
I don't care.
That wasn't nice.
I don't care.
I'm not feeling nice because of this stupid book.
There's one realistic bit in this book.
What's that?
There's a dragon.
A dragon? How is that realistic? We just talked about how witches aren't real, and here you go saying the real bit is a dragon.
You're right. That part is silly. But this dragon wants to eat the witch, which is a good idea.
It will not be very thrilling because witches don't exist.
Very true. Hello, Gutran here.
Hi, Gutran. Is it the cat in the hat?
The cat in the hat? Have you been listening?
No.
Go away.
Well, Gutran, we're not having much luck. Let's give them one last clue.
Yes, let's make it very easy. The book is called Room on the Broom.
Hello, do you know the name of the book?
Hi, I think the book is called James and the Giant Peach.
I think I'm going to throw this book at you through the telephone. We even told them the name.
Not everyone is clever like us. No one guessed that book, but we've got one more to try.
Should we?
Yes. This next book is awful. It has witches in it too. But it tells us that there are good and bad witches. As we said, there are no witches and certainly no good ones. It also has wizards, sorcerers, magic, potions, and strange animals. In fact, there has never been a book with so many unbelievable characters.
Hello, do you know the book?
Is it Room on the Broom?
I give you a broom. Too late. Go away.
To make it worse, the awful story is spread out over 7 books, each one more unbelievable than the next. When was the last time you saw a flying car? I tell you, never. When have you ever seen a tree in a bad mood? Never.
Hello?
Whoopee! I'm on the radio. Hi, Mom. Hi, Rocco. Let's burn down the school.
Boy, we are getting some strange callers today.
Hello?
Hi. I'd like to suggest a book title, please.
Now, that's better. A polite caller. Yes, please tell me your idea.
I think that book is very famous.
Yes, you are right.
It has characters in it which would not normally be alive or able to speak.
Correct again.
It has been made into a film.
Correct again.
Guthrum, I think this person knows it.
What do you think the book is?
I'm very sure it is Thomas the Tank Engine.
No, 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 no! It's not Thomas the Tank Engine. Although that is also a very stupid book.
I'm sorry, Carla, but the correct answer is Harry Potter! The most unbelievable, therefore stupid story of all time.
Oh, I can't go on.
You'll be okay. Back to you, Amy and Liz.
Yes, see you next week.
Guga, gone.
Well, that was emotional.
Perhaps to cheap things up, Lotta, tell us what's new on Trendy this week.
I've got something that is going to be huge on the school grounds.
That sounds interesting.
Tell me, what is the best part of getting a packet with something expensive inside?
Well, the thing, surely.
Not always. If you are like me, you love it when it comes in bubble wrap. Popping the bubbles is the perfect distraction for all of your life's troubles. The problem is always getting the bubbles when you need them. Not now. Do you know why?
No.
Because I've got a pop fidget.
A what?
A pop fidget. Try it out. I've got a couple here.
It is satisfying. But once I've popped it, it's done, isn't it?
No, that's the best thing. Just turn it over and do it again. You never need to stop.
I love it. Me too. Yes, I could do this all day.
It comes in lots of different shapes and sizes too.
Can I keep this?
It's yours.
Thanks, Lotte. I'm sure tomorrow the school grounds will have more than just loud voices. I don't know about you, Liz, but I'm all popped out.
You can say that again.
I don't know about you, Liz, but I'm all popped out.
You'd make a great dad, Amy.
Great dad? Why?
Your jokes are terrible.
Unfortunately, it's the end of another After School podcast.
And what an afternoon it's been.
Next week is going to be big too. We talk to Adele about her new xylophone album.
And we'll be bringing to you all you need to survive the ride, which means
everything they don't teach you at school.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Amy. See you next week at
After School!